6:18 on the ticket. Happy Wednesday morning, everybody. It's work in progress, filling in for the Musers. We are DJ Ringenberg, Justin Montemayor, and Matt Birmingham, taking you up until 9 o'clock today. The great Dave Raymond will stop by for his weekly visit coming up in about 30 minutes at about 6:50. But right now, that incredibly annoying voice right there is Ham, and he will bring you the observation deck. And it is not sponsored. Ham.
Thank you, DJ.
There is, you killed sponsorship for the O-Deck after three episodes, or two episodes, so good job.
Thank you. There is, was a YouTube star named Michaela Rains. She was an animal rights activist, made popular as a content creator and founder of the Save a Fox Rescue Center, a nonprofit animal rescue organization, which she started back when she was 20. In 2017.
You're pretty sorry to start a for-profit animal rescue center.
Yeah. She was one of the ones, she made a wise choice at that point.
Or like a fox extermination charity.
We hate foxes here. No, it was a rescue center. Nonprofit. Dedicated to rescuing foxes from fur farms and providing them with forever homes. In quotations. So, good bit. Rescue foxes.
A fur farm.
From fur farms.
I haven't heard of that. Seems pretty self-explanatory. They just keep you locked up there and keep shaving you over and over.
Yeah.
How many people are wearing clothes made of fox fur? Because I don't think I've met one person ever. Monty has never showed up with a...
with a fox belt on his head?
Yeah, with a Tar Heels.
With an Auburn?
Yeah.
Fox fur shirt? No, I haven't.
Fox you do have an news. Auburn shirt, though.
Somewhere.
Somewhere, not on.
No.
Until Monday. Her husband posted a video on her YouTube saying that she self-suicided herself, not the words he used.
Oh.
Cause of her unaliving herself, she was the victim of online bullying. There was an online bullying campaign against her.
Which, who is bullying a woman trying to save foxes?
I'll tell you. The people who did bully her were people that she knew, she'd worked with at other sanctuaries over the years, in addition to people on Reddit. So it says in here that she suffered from various mental health issues. She struggled to cope with the online criticism. She struggled with autism, depression, and borderline personality disorder. The online criticism came from something called Snark Subreddit. You're big on Reddit, Mr. Monty. Do you know what Snark subreddit is? Is that where people just roast you or something like that?
Probably, I would guess, yeah. I have no idea.
Well, the people on there claimed that she was abusing the foxes. Foxes were dying in her care. She was buying the foxes from fur mills, which would give the fur mills profit to then continue harming foxes for furs. So they were mad at her for essentially keeping their industry alive by purchasing the foxes.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Because she's saving them.
In her mind, it's...
she's rescuing them.
Yeah, it's Pennywise, but... yeah, if you're elongating what they're doing, may not be great.
No. The organization Save a Fox Rescue, according to their website, saved more than 150 foxes, but it's also estimated that she saved over 500. But she was 29 years old. And criticism online, she could not handle it. The internet's the worst place.
Yeah, and I saw the video of her husband talking about it, or boyfriend, whatever you said it was.
Husband.
That was kind of brutal to watch. Surprised he was willing to do that.
I mean, I guess if anything, it highlights that whatever you're saying online does affect people, and that you shouldn't be telling people to kill themselves, because... if they are having issues like anxiety or depression like she has, it hits harder than other people.
Probably just in general, to rule of thumb.
Don't be an a-hole.
Don't tell people to kill themselves no matter what they're doing.
Right.
It's probably not that serious.
Yeah. And like we said, she was doing a good thing by trying to rescue these foxes. And then people are trying to be like, yeah, but she's supporting fur mills because she's buying them from them.
Yeah, we always have a really good way of...
yeah, I bet she's abusing those foxes.
Searching high and low for whatever weaknesses that person has that we can pull on and ignore
all the good
5,000 good things you're doing and centering on the however many weaknesses you have.
And even in this case, she rescued over 150 foxes, but people are citing rumors like, yeah, but she's abusing them. What?
Which, I mean, is there any truth to those rumors, or is that just
not that I've seen online?
Hearsay.
And people online are like, hey, if you look at any of the videos that she posted online about, like, rescuing these foxes, she loves them. Why would she abuse them?
I was going to say, it'd be weird to make it your life's work to save them, and then in turn go around and
post a video
them.
Of you just bah! In the face.
Going full Baxter on the Bridge.
So how do you stop this, though?
Because online people, criticism?
Yeah, or just people going too far?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know that you can.
Yeah.
I mean,
it would be some sort of regulation in the internet, but
that ain't happening.
That ain't happening.
I mean, I guess the hopes is doing stuff like this. Maybe you get one person to think about it, and the next time that they put a comment on there, they think back to the conversation they heard about it and don't do it. I mean, you're obviously not going to affect any kind of mass change. Like, you're going to have to just hope to reach people on an individual level.
I mean, or just don't believe rumors.
We've talked
don't take things at face value.
I think we've talked to Monty several times about the harsh language he uses.
Towards Lando.
Towards Lando, towards us.
Yeah.
Online. Toward Daddy. Daddy's raising his hand in there.
Effing love you guys, man.
You kind of have a long laundry list of...
And he claims it's in the vein of being funny.
That's his one of his force fields, yeah.
With the Lando stuff. Hit or miss on the funny. But yeah, she was 29 years old. Bad news for one of Monty's favorite follows.
Okay, is this the Costco guys?
As one of his leaders
bum fights,
has threatened another one of his leaders. Mia Khalifa.
Still one of your leaders?
She's been out of the game for a while.
Yeah, but she had that 3-month run. She was like the Jeremy Lin of the adult film industry.
Okay, so we looked this up the other day. It was like 3 years, but she only did like a couple films. She had 1 year where she did like 46 films. But it wasn't 3 months like we thought it was.
Yeah, and she's since come out and said it was very traumatic and has kind of upended her whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing I was going to say about the Fox lady. One thing you can do is just not believe all the rumors you see online, and also if you need help or know somebody that needs help with depression or whatever, you know, there's outlets to help with that and to seek those out, and we should destigmatize that.
Can you name one?
Suicide hotline prevention?
Not said confidently. Just Google it.
Google would probably be your friend here, yeah.
I got this story to do, though.
No, we're not saying you.
Not you.
Oh, we're saying the people that may be affected. Just pull out the phone. You'll find something.
Yeah, they're easy to find. But I don't have the time to look it up to tell you.
Fair enough.
Arrested Tuesday morning. Or evening, pardon me. Brian Johnston. Not the Brian Johnson of AC/DC. I said Johnson the first time. It's Johnson. The other one.
Okay.
Do you know the other Brian Johnson?
I guess not.
It's a pretty generic name. There's probably a bunch.
He's best known, this Brian Johnson, the one that was arrested yesterday evening, by his social media moniker, The Liver King.
Oh, no.
The Liver King, who is 47.
My physiological idol.
You emulate daily?
Yes. Who posts and promotes ancestral living by eating raw meat diets.
Gross.
He was arrested yesterday in Austin on a domestic terrorist threat charge after he posted a video online calling out Joe Rogan for a fight.
Just say, what? Why is Trump focusing on what Iran's doing when we got terrorists like the Liver King right here in our own backyard?
Threaten the rogues.
Which, by the way, based on his advice, Fox Lady may not like this. I did bring me a nice bowl of Fox Hearts to have for breakfast this morning. So just
on the recommendation of the Liver King, Brian Johnson.
Yeah, so really conflicting emotions right now.
Well, back on June 23rd, he issued a challenge to fight the podcast host and former host of Fear Factor, Joe Rogan.
I wonder why Joe didn't take him up on that.
Who nothing needs but that upside. Fight? Who needs that fight to happen more? The Liver King or Joe Rogan?
The Liver King in the post said to Joe Rogan, I'm calling you out. My name's the Liver King. Man to man, I'm picking a fight with you. And he said this while wearing a wolf pelt.
That's his natural garb.
Rogan has never hosted the Liver King on his podcast, but he has discussed his steroid usage on the podcast. Now, the Liver King
body looks pretty
claims not natural. To use steroids, yeah. But his physique comes from intense exercise,
right?
Eating raw liver and testicles, and a few supplemental pills.
Yeah, your fish oils, maybe some syndromes.
Is he not eating raw fish? Won't you get the fish oils from?
He's eating, like you mentioned, raw, you know, beef testicles and
organs,
stuff like that.
It's the worst. Between Monty and Jay King, the Ticket Top 10 host, I'm over Liver King to my life. I'll catch Monty at least several times during the sweet spot where he's just watching him just guzzle testicles and whatnot. I'm just like, you got to stop. And the guy, he doesn't look healthy, despite what Monty says.
He looks pretty good, man.
He's ripped, but he's got the skin of a lobster. Nobody should be that red. It's like when Alex Jones was like promoting that supplemental pill thing he had.
Trim
and it's the same photo, except he's redder in one.
Yeah, and his muscles look like a strong gust of wind could really
knock him over.
Yeah, I don't know how practical his muscles are.
His body looks great, but the Liver King's head looks like he's been a castaway at sea for like a year. It looks like he's aged very poorly.
His lips are always just dry and cracking.
He's like on a Viking diet thing because he thinks he's hereditary better.
His hair hasn't been washed for 3 years, it looks like.
No, but go eat goat nuts.
Don't command me to do that.
Yeah. Every day he orders this.
Let's see if I can get that catered for the draft tonight.
Good news, Norm. I got food.
Like to thank our sponsor, Goat Nuts.
Goat Nuts.
And yeah, just eat. See if we can get Norm to take a Ziploc baggie home.
Mirror.
Put him in his big gulp cup.
Well, they gave him his bacon wrapped goat nuts. That's right. Special order,
dude,
for Norm only.
That'd be really testing the links of how good bacon wrapping can go.
Be willing to try.
Yeah, bacon makes everything better, even goat nuts. But yeah, I don't know what bail's set at. So if we don't see Monty before the draft, he might be busting the
I can make
out.
It back in time. Yeah. I know it. I'll be back.
But there you go.
Me and LK will be here. All right. LK.